Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday Carry Christian. I'm Pastor Steve, and I'm glad you've tuned in to today's episode. Today, our Everyday Carry skill and the thriving skill for the soul is don't pick fights with people. Don't pick fights with people. We'll pick up reading in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 30 through 35. Strive not with a man without cause, if he hath done thee no harm. Remember the students in school, or maybe other students walking down the hallway, and they would pick fights with people? You remember people like that? And maybe even in your workplace today or in your neighborhood, there's somebody, it seems like they're constantly badgering someone or picking on someone or agitating them, trying to get a reaction out of them or to put them down or to shame them or to make them feel bad. Okay, the Bible says here, don't be that person. Don't pick a fight with someone without a cause. You must be justified. Anytime there's conflict, there must be a godly righteousness as to why you are contending for the faith, like Jude tells us. And so don't just pick fights with people, and we shouldn't just pick fights really for any reason. We want to contend for the faith, but we're not just fighting for fighting's sake. So strive not with a man without a cause, if he had done thee no harm. It wouldn't make sense to start fighting someone if there's no cause or reason for it. Verse 31 is a new paragraph. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. The oppressor is a violent man. He's the one in the wrong. He's doing wrong things. He's choosing wrong. And the Bible says, do not be envious of him. Don't be jealous of the person. Well, it seems like he has it all together, or she has everything going for her, but don't envy that person who is doing wrong, the oppressor, and don't choose his or her ways. For the froward is an abomination to the Lord. The word froward means devious, or someone who would cause you to turn aside, because they've turned aside. They've gone off the righteous path. They've gone to doing their own way and own things. And he says, don't go that way. But his secret, this is the Lord's secret, is with the righteous. Isn't that amazing that God's secret is with you? And what this is implying to us is that we have this righteousness, we have this wisdom that comes from God. And the word here for secret, his secret, the Lord's secret, secret means counsel. I'm getting counsel from God. And that's like our secret weapon, this internal conscience of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that we've learned and understood. That's a secret wisdom that God gives to us. And then there's another new paragraph. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. No one wants to have a promotion in a negative light. A promotion, you think of that being successful. I got a raise, or I have a new position, or a new title, or a new opportunity because I've been diligent and faithful. And here, the promotion of fools is happening, and it's shame. At the end of everything, they're going to be ashamed because of their life choices and decisions. And listening, friend, it doesn't have to be you. We don't have to have that shame at the end of our time on this earth. I'd like you to notice in verse 33, however, that the Lord blessed the habitation of the just. The word habitation means home or dwelling. And here, it's also connected to the home of the shepherd. The home of the shepherd. Think about your life. You are the home of the shepherd. If you are a Christian, you've believed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know that he is the pre-existent Jesus who lived on this earth a perfect life and died a cruel death, taking your sin, and you believe that. You've trusted that. And you know that you're a Christian based on the finished work of Christ. Then you are the habitation of Christ and the home of that good shepherd being Jesus. And so today's Everyday Carry truth is, don't pick fights with people, and then continue to realize that the home or the habitation of the just, that's blessed by the Lord, because God is with you and I. And so let's remember these truths as we go throughout our week. If this episode's been an encouragement to you, please tap share and let somebody else know about it. God bless.